Thank you. Good afternoon. So this presentation is about work that I've been doing as part of my postdoc at Erie in the Philippines. And these experiments that we're doing are in lowland rice systems. So the way we manage this stress is that the fields start out flooded, and then a few weeks after transplanting, we drain them to impose the drought stress. And rice, because it's adapted to flooded conditions, is generally considered to be shallow-rooted and also very susceptible to yield reductions by drought. But today, I'm hoping to illustrate that depending on the environmental conditions, rice varieties vary in their root depth, and we think this can contribute to drought resistance. So in terms of the role of roots in response, in rice response to drought, we look at a number of plant growth parameters, including biomass, leaf water status, such as stomatal conductance, canopy temperature, and yield. And when we look at genotypic response to for all of these parameters, they really point to water uptake as the dominant mechanism for drought resistance. And so we think water uptake and root traits are what's most determining drought resistance in rice, and there's a couple of recent papers that discuss this. And the way the conditions for drought and rain-fed rice are basically that if you have progressive drought, there's less water at the top part of the soil and more water at deeper depths. And because of that, we're focusing on deep roots as a trait for drought avoidance. And so the first experiment I'm going to present is on looking for genetic diversity for deep root growth. And we use this ORISA SNP panel. It's a set of 20 genotypes. They've been completely mapped for SNP markers. And based on those differences in their DNA, these genotypes were selected to represent diversity. So it's a very diverse group of genotypes. And we grew those genotypes over four seasons at Erie. This graph shows cumulative rainfall during the season with time. And you can see that these four seasons differ a lot in the amount of rainfall. So they were four distinct types of drought that we were looking at. And these are some of the root results we got. I just am showing a few genotypes for clarity. And so here on the top left is the control treatment, and then the drought in progressing severity increases as you go clockwise. And this one, the 2010 dry season, was the most severe drought stress. So basically what I'm just trying to show with this slide is that you can see differences among the genotypes for root length density. So root length density is here on the x-axis, and soil depth is on the y-axis. So you can see differences for root length density at the different soil depths. And also, you can see differences in these genotypes in their response to what kind of drought was occurring. So again, for these two drought treatments, not very much root growth at depth. But in the most severe stress, all the genotypes were increasing their root growth at depth. And here's a closer look at the root length density at depth. So this is from 30 to 45 centimeters. And this graph shows root length density as a function of mean season yield. So basically the drought severity, where the most severe stress is on the left and the least severe stress is on the right. These two panels are just from two different fields. And a few things I want to point out. This genotype Dular, the one with orange circles, that one seems to be consistently showing the greater root length densities at depth, regardless of the treatment. So we think that one is more of a constitutive, deep-rooted genotype. Whereas if you look at Azucena, which is also thought of as being a drought-resistant genotype, very little deep root growth under control conditions, but then it seems to gradually increase root length density as the drought severity increases. So we think of this as that is a more plastic response to soil drying. And then finally, I want to point out the red circles. This is IR64. And this one is really interesting because IR64 is a mega variety. It's grown on millions of hectares. And it's a high good yielding under irrigated conditions, but it's known for not doing very well under drought. And you can see that it was consistently had very little low root length density at depth. So basically, we're seeing genetic diversity for root growth at depth, and also some room for improvement of high yielding varieties in terms of improving their root growth at depth. And we've also seen some correlations between canopy temperature and root length density, where genotypes with greater root length density have lower canopy temperature, which indicates that these genotypes are able to take up more water and continue transpiring under with dry soil. And we've looked at soil moisture. So we use this diviner instrument, which basically you have a PVC tube in the soil, and you lower the sensor down into the tube, and it makes soil moisture measurements at 10 centimeter increments. So we started out just by comparing two contrasting genotypes, IR64 and Dular. You can see that at shallow depths, 10 centimeters, we saw no difference between these genotypes in terms of soil moisture. But if you look at deeper depths, such as at 40 centimeters, you do see quite a big difference between them, where Dular, which had the greater root length density at depth, has lower soil moisture. So we think this is because greater root length density makes the plant able to take up more water. And when we're looking at the following season, we looked at multiple genotypes with this kind of relationship. And again, you can see a relationship between soil moisture and root length density, and where the genotypes with greater root length density had lower soil moisture. But actually, some previous studies and some of the work that we're doing point to the fact that root length density isn't really explaining everything, right? So you can see this relationship isn't that great, and also some genotypes don't fall on the curve. So we think that there are other factors besides root length density that are explaining soil water uptake. So that's my results from ORISA SNP, and I'm going to give you an example from some QTL lines. So these are some drought yield QTLs we're working with. You can see, this is an infrared image. You can see that a plus QTL line here has a much lower canopy temperature than the minus QTL line. And here's another pair, same plus QTL line, lower temperature than minus QTL. And these differences are quite big. And because of this, I thought, well, of course, this genotype must have a lot greater root length density at depth compared to the minus QTL line. But in fact, we saw no differences at all between these lines in root length density. I was really surprised about that. So we started trying to look at some parameters to assess root function. One of them is root hydraulic conductance measurements. So we're doing this using a pressure chamber in seedlings that were grown in soil. And basically, the way we do it is by collecting the xylem sap that is exuded over a range of pressures. And you can see that the plus QTL lines have significantly different hydraulic conductance than the minus QTL lines. Now, we don't understand what's causing this, and we can't explain why the plus QTL lines would have lower conductance than the minus QTL lines, but the point is that it's not root length density that's explaining everything about water uptake here. There's other parameters that are involved, functional parameters. So now what we're really focusing on is, first of all, just looking at genetic variation for things that could affect root hydraulic conductance. So we've started doing a bunch of studies comparing root anatomy, so specifically this sclerenchyma layer, which is very particular to rice, so tuberization in the sclerenchyma layer, and also other attributes about the different cells. So this is just an example. So this is diameter of the sclerenchyma cells. You can see that these genotypes vary quite a bit in the size of their sclerenchyma cells, and also the differences between drought and well-watered conditions. Also, the width of this outer part of the root, which we think could affect water uptake by the root. We see some genetic diversity for that as well. We're also looking at root length or root diameter classes. So rice has distinct root diameter classes and has multiple classes of lateral roots. So you can see this one in red. This is the finest class. They're called S-type lateral roots. They're very fine. They're less than 0.05 millimeters in diameter. And then there's the L-type lateral roots, and finally seminal and nodal roots, which are a lot coarser. So all of these different types of roots have very different anatomies, and we think that they could vary in function. And we're really interested in the fine roots because they account for the majority of total root length. And we've been seeing some genetic diversity for production of lateral roots as well. So we're looking into that some more. So finally, in conclusion, we have observed considerable genetic variation for deep root growth in lowland rice. But besides root depth, root functional parameters seem to be regulating rice water uptake under drought. And because there are many different types of drought, understanding root physiology is helping us advance breeding efforts by interpreting the genotype by environment interactions. So finally, I'd just like to acknowledge the drought physiology group at Erie, especially Viresh Gowda, who was a scholar in our group and contributed to this work, and also my postdoc advisor, Rashid Saraj, who has now moved on to Ikarda in Syria. And I thank Ken McNally and Arvind Kumar for contributing the genetic material. And our funding is from Gates Foundation and Generation Challenge Program. Thank you.
Okay. I was wondering, what is the heritability for root length density in your experiment?
Well, I haven't calculated a heritability, but yeah, it's extremely variable depending on not only soil type, but as you could see, the drought, what kind of drought is happening. Yes?
Could you explain the root length density, how that's measured?
Sure, yeah. So basically, we just take a soil sample of a known volume, and we wash out the roots, and we scan them, so we get a total root length. And you just take the total root length in centimeters divided by the volume of the sample. So it's centimeters per centimeter cubed. Well, the way we're measuring it is by putting the roots in a pressure chamber. So first we let the sample equilibrate for 10 minutes under a lower pressure, and then we measure the amount of xylem. We cut the shoot off so that you have a cut stem, and we measure the amount of xylem sap that's exuded at a range of pressures, and when it's at when the xylem sap flux is linear, then we can calculate the amount of xylem coming out per unit of time per surface area of root.
I was wondering, the root depth, at least in corn, root depth might be a function of the root angle. If you might have a look at this also, as one of the architectural characteristics.
Yeah, no, I haven't been working on root angle so much with rice because the root system is fibrous. So like other species, like legumes, I think that is really a strong effect, the root angle. And actually there is one study by Kato looking at using this, they call it the basket method, looking at root angle in rice. So I think there is genetic variation, but it's just not something I've looked at.
Any other questions? So have you looked at regrowth and roots? When you get a stress and roots of some rhythm might die, and you get a wash in there, maybe some new roots or not during the season?
Yeah, I haven't been doing regrowth yet. I've just been basically sampling at one stage, usually around flowering, but yeah, that's a good question, and it depends on what kind of stress you're looking at. Like if it's a completely progressive stress, like what we can do in the rainout shelter, or is it fluctuating due to rainfall or some kind of irrigation? So yeah, that would be interesting. We wanna look more at root growth dynamics over time in the future. Okay, thank you.